Breathe in, breathe out. You walk through the gate of dawn into the shrine of the sword. Breathe in, breathe out. Breathe in, breathe out. Open your eyes. Close your eyes. Breathe in, breathe out. Breathe in, breathe out. Breathe in, breathe out. You walk through the gate of noon into the shrine of the spear. Breathe in, breathe out. Breathe in, breathe out. Open your eyes. Close your eyes. Breathe in, breathe out. Breathe in, breathe out. Breathe in, breathe out. You walk through the gate of twilight into the shrine of the cup. Breathe in, breathe out. Breathe in, breathe out. Open your eyes. Close your eyes. Breathe in, breathe out. Breathe in, breathe out. Breathe in, breathe out. You walk through the gate of the stars into the shrine of the stone. Breathe in, breathe out. Breathe in, breathe out. Open your eyes. Close your eyes. Breathe in, breathe out. Breathe in, breathe out. Breathe in, breathe out. You walk into the central flame, into the experience of the sun and the daughter of light, into Wilfeon. Breathe in, breathe out. Breathe in, breathe out. Open your eyes. What happened to you?
First one, I got the sword and lifted it up.
Yep.
Second one, someone threw the rod at me, I caught it and put it in the ground.
Yep.
The third one, I got the cup and I stepped into a well and poured the water over me. The next one, the earth, I lay on the stone and looked at the stars. And the last one, I went into the being of light and was.
Lovely.
So. I usually have problems with these, but I didn't this time. I got four really clear images, but I was at the entrance for each of them. So, unlike Faye, I was observing these very beautifully clear images. But then when it got to the centre, I stepped into a flame that was like a rainbow light that just sort of suffused me.
Lovely.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Similar for me, that kind of reverence, but being in the gate in front of the shrine, but in the centre, the experience of being in that centre and the kind of grace of that and the incredible stillness of that, even though it also moved out, but experiencing that stillness.
Lovely.
I had the sword caught the very first light, the bluey tinged the sky, looked very dark blue. And the sword caught was a bluey gleam that was catching the light, so a bit jewel like.
Yeah, lovely. Yeah. Nice.
And then from the south, I got keep walking, so I went through it as a keep walking.
Nice.
And then from the east was a duvet. The van last night, I think that was rest.
Nice.
And then from the north, it was simultaneously very expansive and stars, and also so like the particular and the
Ah, yeah, and the universal. Yeah, no, yeah, lovely. Yeah.
Also, being in the rock, that's particular.
Yeah.
Simultaneously, both of those. Mm.
And then the centre point. What happened to you at the centre?
Well, I missed the centre.
Okay.
I missed that bit completely.
The last one. The last
one, yeah. Yeah, I got kind of. I think I was more caught up with the actual city or the. Where the chapel was each time, so I was sort of seeing the city, so like the under Murias sort of being kind of sea related and sort of barnacles and
ice
when Phalias sort of icy and northern and
And what about the other two? What does Gorias Symphonius like?
Gorias was mainly. What I mainly got from that was Lit by the Rising Sun.
Oh, lovely. Right, yeah.
And Finjas was... What did I get from that, really? I think I didn't see much else other than the spear.
The spear, okay. Just the shining spear. Okay, lovely.
Yeah, yeah, but then I sort of... As we went on, then I sort of got... My mind was starting to get into the cities.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And at the end, I sort of was... The kind of the end had passed, maybe a bit like Rob. The end had sort of gone before I'd sort of come out of the city bit.
Yeah.
So, but I heard Wilfie on, so then.
Mm.
Yeah. I had the sword in a chapel with the rising sun in the window behind it. The spear, there wasn't as much of the sense of the space. It was a proper spear against a dark green cloth. The cup was a sort of small chapel, candlelit chapel, with the sound of the sea outside, the chalice on the altar. And the stone was almost like a sort of crystalline experience. So it was the stars, but it was also almost like being inside a crystal.
Lovely. Yeah, nice.
And the centre point, I felt like I became the flowering rod.
Ah, right. Yeah. Lovely.
I was outside all the time. It was more like standing stones that I was looking through. And then the second one, I was on top of the mountain with that. And then I seemed to get higher and higher. And so then eventually I was with the stars. And then the last one, I just came back down into Earth. It just felt like a cycle.
Yeah, a cycle. Lovely. Yeah, nice. Yeah, beautiful.
I think that practice was not devised by Colette when she was going through menopause. Because I find every time you have to breathe hard like that, it's like...
That brings all the energy.
And then like, oh, she's concentrating on this practice. Well, really, I'm about to have a huge So I'm thinking it was post-menopausal for her.
It was definitely post-menopausal for her when she developed that practice, for sure. There's no doubt about that, because...
I associate that picture, not to go to a tangent with Colette, about whom I know nothing, but that...
Oh, the old, yes, so yeah. She's very like that, Colette, yeah, she was a, yeah. No, it was definitely post-menopausal, because I mean...
You have to give us a little Colette warning so I can take off any excess wool I'm wearing.
Well, that's a helpful bit of feedback. I should be aware of that. We're going to do a Colette. Everybody dressed appropriately.
I've just taken some layers off.
I was prepared.
Get the window open.
Yeah, that's funny.
I had a bright sword leaning against the little shrine, and I had a spear which I didn't recognise as a spear, but had sort of windy bits the wire down it. My chalice was a stone chalice in a place of stars, actually. And the north was a stone outside, and I was lying on the stone. And in the middle, centre, was I felt very, very moved and filled with love and light.
Oh, that's nice. Nice.
For centre of being just sitting down meeting a pair in the centre. It'd be quite nice and ordinary.
Nice. Anybody else want to say anything before we move on? No? Okay. Cool.